Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Thanks for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Last night, the storms were crazy. And again, we did hear from Renee already this morning. And so if we hear anything more from her, from Renee Crick, we will keep you updated and posted here as well. And you can also check out Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com, by the way, to see a lot of things that were happening in our community yesterday and more from the Community Foundation on the winners and things like that. We'll have posted as well later. In the meantime, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today. And good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good today. How are you?
Hey, we are doing well. We feel like we got kind of lucky here compared to some folks last night in other areas. So it's just kind of a lets us know that God is still in control and how quickly the weather can change, right?
Isn't that the truth? Well, I did get a message this morning. We had damage out at the park, TPA Park. So since I get off the radio this morning, I'm going to run out there and see what's going on. But, you know, it could have been so much worse.
Yes.
I mean, we have a tree through a building, but as far as we can tell, maybe it did not damage any. All of our mowers were in there and a truck, and it missed all of those. So I have to thank God for that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what kind of coordination on your part with the city takes place between the city departments and emergency management and first responders and folks when storms like that come through? I mean, we had warning that it was coming, but, you know, I'm talking to, you know, Carl, who's in the studio here last night, and he's just getting hammered, and I haven't even had a sprinkle at my house yet. So even though we know it's coming, boy, it just came through so quickly last night.
It did. It came through very quickly. I didn't even realize, you know, that it was happening. It was later in the night, you know, and then all of a sudden, Joe gets out of bed, and he's like, there's a tornado headed this way. And I'm like, what?
Well, my husband slept through it, so.
Well, usually Joe would, but, you know, I'm thinking, if this woke him up, this is serious.
Right. Well, some of that past training of his probably does it. It kind of helps make him a little more hyper-aware.
Exactly. So I haven't had a chance to talk to the street department yet. I'm going to meet with them just shortly as well to see, you know, within the city what all has, you know, happened or hasn't happened. Let's hope not much damage. But I don't know. I heard that Kirkland's really, you know, bad, but I don't know that for a fact. I haven't been out there. I haven't witnessed it. But, wow. It was just, it came up quickly, and I don't think we were all expecting it.
No, I think you're right. Even though we knew it was coming, it still kind of got us all by surprise. Well, the good news is we are into the warm summer months, and it's one of the busiest times of the year for you and the city and all of your departments. Talk about some of the major projects you have going on, maybe some of the improvements you're looking to make and things that are happening through the city right now.
Okay, one of the things we're doing at TPA Park, we have torn out the two basketball courts that are there, and we're getting ready to put in new basketball courts, new goals. Everything's going to be new. It's going to be regulation size, and I'm very thankful for those people that have sponsored that for the city, along with, you know, we used some city funds as well. We had some CUMCAP development funds that we used for that. But I think it's exciting. Those courts have been needing to be redone for quite some time. So we're excited about that. Also, I believe it was last year that we purchased new light posts to run up along the golf course there into the park, and those should be placed probably in the next month or so. So we're trying to get those things, you know, completed at the parks, and we're excited for what's going to be coming up. July 4th is kind of our goal for these things. I can't promise they'll all be done, but that's what we're hoping for. Also, as you know, we're looking forward to our paving within the city, and right now we're just maintaining the best that we can. I mean, we're going to have potholes, and we're trying our best to keep the potholes, you know, filled and taken care of. So there's just a lot of things going on. I think the biggest thing to look at is all the events that are happening. I'm just so excited.
Well,
you
do, and you mentioned July 4th, and there was a big announcement of something that's coming to Prairie Creek Park. Can you talk about that display a little bit?
Absolutely, and that is so, so, so exciting for our city, and I hope people attend it. We're actually having the Eyes of Freedom event, and that is celebrating the 250th anniversary of, you know, our country. It's going to be July 2nd through the 5th. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the display will be at Prairie Creek Park in the Event Center. So we're really excited about that. It travels around the country, and we were fortunate enough to get it here in our community. So I'm excited.
And to be able to get it during the actual holiday.
I know. Isn't that so exciting? I was so happy. Kimberly worked hard to get that taken care of. I have to thank her for that.
Well, and yesterday, Mel and I went to the library and saw the replica of the lantern that was at the library yesterday. And
yeah, the Paul Revere lantern.
So it's kind of cool, all these little things popping up for the 250th.
I know, it is exciting. We're so excited about that. And of course, we'll have the fireworks, weather permitting, you know, on the 4th of July. We're excited about that. We have, I think it'll be a good display this year. We've been planning it, and we're working with Ramsey, who does those fireworks for us. So we're excited. This is the first year that the city will actually be the one doing those. The JCs are helping. Some of the members, past members of JCs, are going to help us some, but it's going to be a City of Frankfort display this year. So we're excited about that. We had some funding that we got from the hotel. We get fees that comes into the county, so we asked them to help us support that as well, and they added some funding to that as well. So we're hoping for a big display.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, I've got the playlist, so I even have stuff to add to it so we can make sure that our end is carried off as well.
Yeah, we're excited. And, you know, there's so many things going on. You know, I think I've said this before. A lot of people say there's nothing going on in Frankfort, but there's always something going on in Frankfort. Last night, of course, we had our tune nights along with the Community Foundation. That was amazing. That was an amazing event. We had 3 not-for-profits and 3 high school students that were awarded scholarships or grants last night. Isn't that amazing that they do that first?
That's very exciting. It is, absolutely. Well, you mentioned a little bit of paving. Can you tell us where you're looking at this year and what kind of time frame we're looking at? And I know all of this is weather permitting, because right now Mother Nature is, her menopause is lasting a little longer and going a little harder than I think it should be right now. But
yes, we're a little crazy. I don't have a list right in front of me, but we're hoping maybe August. It might be into September, but you know, we have to wait our turn in line, so that's what we're hoping for. Brian works really hard to get those streets determined. You know, he works with the Board of Works and to decide according to a PASEL rating, which I've probably talked about that before. We have a company that comes in, and they go, you know, around the city, and they actually put a number on the streets and, you know, which ones need to be done, which are most urgent, which are okay for a few years. So that's what we go off of. We don't go off of, you know, like they always say in somebody's neighborhood or something. No, we go by the PASER rating, and we pay for that. You know, we pay to have somebody come in and to make sure that we're doing that fairly and that we get the streets that are most needed.
Are you hearing of any new, I mean, we've got some housing going up. We've been working about that, on that, and that consistently comes up in conversations. 2 things we hear constantly that Frankfort needs is more child care and more housing. Anything else new on the housing front that, you know, we haven't heard about yet, I guess?
I don't know of anything maybe that you haven't heard about, but I kind of took a tour last weekend around to look at the different housing additions. As you can see, Meadowbrook is continually growing, you know, putting new homes in, so we're excited about that. I believe maybe all the lots at Riley District are already maybe not sold, but, you know, they're working on putting in new housing. I went out by Habitat. Have you been out by Habitat by any chance?
Well,
it is going to be so nice.
I haven't been out there recently, but I've heard that the one house is done, and we'll have more coming soon.
Absolutely, yes, and it's so nice. The homes are so nice out there. They're in a cul-de-sac out there, kind of, you know, to the side, and that's a great addition, you know, and I think they may have some openings. I talked to Kim last night, and I think they're working on you know, getting some more houses built and being able to place people in those homes. So that's really exciting for our community.
That is exciting. You're right.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking with Mayor Judy Sheets of the City of Frankfort. And, you know, we talk about housing a lot and affordable housing. And Habitat's fantastic. Do you see, because every once in a while I'll be driving around the city and we see some properties that are up for sale, do you see maybe in the foreseeable future that the city might do some redistricting for some of the vacant houses so that people can maybe do some remodeling towards like duplexes and that kind of thing? Or is that something that we've not talked about yet?
Yeah, we really haven't talked about that yet. I did forget one. I'll just put this in there real quickly. But out by Blue Green, behind Blue Green, I don't know if you know that or not, but there's going to be some duplexes out there. We're looking at putting new duplexes out there. And then also there's going to be some single-family dwellings out there. So that's another one I forgot. But, yes, we're working on that. It annexed into the city, so there's a process that has to take place. So that's kind of the holdup right now. But I would say in the next few months we'll see some building going on out there as well.
Well, and that's a perfect area, especially for new families, with being right there by the schools.
Absolutely, yes. So we're excited about that as well.
Are there any other amenities that you would like to, you know, because I feel like our park system, I really feel like we have a great park system. I mean, TPA Park has everything, and I love what they're doing this year with having little family nights, socials out at the smaller parks. But are there other amenities that you would still like to see come back to Frankfort, downtown area, Clinton County?
Well, you know, we hear a lot about people wanting a movie theater or like a bowling alley, but that was in our community before and wasn't very well supported. So sometimes that's difficult to get people to want to come here and develop, you know, those type of amenities. Of course, we would welcome that if, you know, somebody wanted to come here and approach us on that type of a development. But, you know, our community has to support those when they come here, and sometimes that's difficult.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that makes people feel good to say nostalgia. I remember this as a child, but it didn't make it. So what do we replace those things with? I'm with you. And I loved to go to the movies when I was a kid, but that's now that there are so many other options, movie theaters aren't as, you know, they're not everywhere like they used to be.
No, people just don't go to the movie theaters like they used to. Now, I don't know if you're aware or not, but we do have movies in the park. We have one a month, like June, July, August, September. So we have those available. And I think also that the library does free movies as well, but I don't know what their schedule is. So there is opportunities for people to go, you know, to a movie, and whether it's outside or inside the library. So I think that's really good that we do that as well.
Yeah, I know. What's probably your the biggest, and I know it's probably going to be funding, but what is your the biggest block for you to continue to be able to build those types of free, for lack of a better term, amenities? I mean, we're having movies in the park. That's a movie theater. Yeah, it's outdoors, but it's a great... a great setting.
It's great for kids. They don't have to sit in a chair. I'm sorry. I think an outdoor movie is great.
Yeah, I mean, what's the hardest challenge for to be able to continue to do that kind of stuff?
So right now, the Redevelopment Commission, which is through TIF funds, it's not through everybody's property taxes that they pay. Most of the TIF funds come from the industrial park. So we get $100,000 a year from a Redevelopment Commission to have concerts or to have movies or to have things in the community. So that's one way that we fund it, and we have so many good sponsors. We couldn't do it without our sponsorships. That's where we get a lot of it, you know, that come in and they want to sponsor like a movie in the park or a concert or, you know, something like that. So we couldn't do it without our partners. It makes it really nice that we have people that reach out to us and are willing to do that.
659-3338. If you have questions or comments for Mayor Judy Sheets, we would love to hear from you on Party Line today. We've been talking about it. It's, I mean, a crisis for the schools and for cities. So how's the budget looking at this point? I know you look at the numbers every day. How are we doing?
Okay, so right now we're in pretty good shape. As you know, we're looking for changes on down the road. I think we're going to feel an impact next year and the following year unless the legislators make some changes. You know, different ways that we're going to have to fund our budget and even to have the money to fund our budget. That's where we're going to have a situation that I'm really hoping they look at and maybe make some changes. So our council is going to be looking at different things during the budget season to see what we can do.
Yeah, speaking of budget season, it's almost upon us at this point because, I mean, you have to start in July, you know, June and July to start laying out the next year's budget. And
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm hoping the state legislature makes some changes. Yeah. I know they have been doing some reevaluating, but how much of that have you already looked at and planned already in case that doesn't happen?
You know, we are always looking at different ways that we can bring revenues in. One of the ways is going to be the local option income tax. That's probably one of the biggest ways that we're going to have to change our funding, because, you know, if property taxes are going to be affected, then we're going to have to look at other ways to do it, and that could be through the income tax. So if things stay the way they are, the city could set an income tax as well, as the county has one. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out for us. And like I said, we're just always looking at ways. I probably talk at least 2 or 3 times a month with our financial consultants, just with anything new, anything that I hear about, you know, how does this affect us? Is it something the city could do? So I'm always looking for ways to work with the budget and to make sure that we can fund our services. I think that's hard for people to understand that, you know, we have to have revenue from somewhere to provide services to this community. And I know I'm not going to say that I 100% agree with the way the property taxes are set up right now, but I don't have any control over that. You know, that's not a city-controlled issue.
Yep.
That comes, you know, from the state level, and I know people are upset about their assessed values and that type thing, and I get blamed for that, or a city does. But that's not part of what we can change one way or the other. That's something that's under the city's jurisdiction.
Yeah, nope, all that comes from the state, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. So you want to complain to your state representatives.
Exactly. You know, they think it's us. Right, they think it's us, but it's not. It doesn't come from, you know, the local level. So
let's talk about
it's going to be a challenge.
Let's talk about the airport a little bit. When I was doing the live broadcast for the opening of Nickel and Rye, there was a pair of gentlemen that came in, and they said every year they come into the Frankfort area because they're here for the race, and they don't want to be too close to, you know, Indy with all the craziness. So they actually come to Frankfort every year, and they were coming to Nickel and Rye. And so talk about the airport and the impact that that has. One guy was from Chicago, and the other guy was from Wisconsin. So these are people completely out of town. So what kind of impact do we see from the airport?
You know, I think that is an attraction for people, industry, you know, as well, because they can fly their executives in, or, you know, we have that available for them, or people that just want to fly into our airport and maybe just visit the city of Frankfort. I think it's very important that we have the airport. As you know, it's a city-county airport together. We have people from city officials, county officials, and appointed officials on that board. But I think it's very important to our community, and I really do think it's an attraction as we look for development or for people to come here to maybe events, and maybe not even just Frankfort, you know, that may going to go to Lafayette or Indianapolis, and they just want to fly into our smaller airport. So I think it's really important that we keep that, and that, you know, it's well maintained out there. It's a really nice airport.
Yeah, for as small as it is a great little airport. So I concur with you. Anything else you'd like to share with us today? I know we're about getting close on time, and I don't want to keep you too long, but anything else you'd like to share today?
Just a couple of things. We did touch on the block parties a little bit, and I was going to elaborate a little bit, but I am so excited for those block parties. That's something that I have wanted to see since I've been in office, and it's like Alan and Emily and Ryan at the Parks Department, they made it happen, and all the workers, because they have to work over for all these special events. But the first one at Green Street, they actually ran out of hot dogs because they took a grill out there, cooked hot dogs. And that's a good thing. Not that you want to run out of anything, but it's like, man, this is so exciting for our community, and give them the opportunity to see what all goes on in our neighborhood parks. So I wanted to mention that. Another thing that has happened in the last few days is we're having problems at the splash pad. We're not testing, you know, where we should be. So we had to shut the splash pad down. So I just want to remind people that if they take their children there, to make sure that they have proper, like the swimmers, you know, or something like that on, because once that gets in the water, we have to shut that down. We have to completely take the water out, sanitize it, put more chemicals in it, and then, you know, more water at that time. So it's really important that we keep trash and, you know, those type things out of the splash pad. And I just want to remind people of that. that's a free thing for our community, and we want everyone to be able to take advantage of it.
Oh, I have to tell you, it was so great the other day. I drove by, and there were so many moms out there just chatting, watching their kids on the splash pad. And I'm like, I don't know who that's better for, the moms that don't get a chance really maybe to socialize as much, or for the kids that were enjoying the splash pad on a hot day.
I know. Don't you love it? I love it.
I did.
And it's free. I mean, they can just bring their kids down there, and like you said, you know, they can socialize. They can, you know, just have a fun day in the heat. But once something that we don't test correctly, we have to do all that, and it's at least shut down for 2 days.
Yeah.
It's not that we're not maintaining it. It's because of the testing of the chemicals, and we're not allowed to open that back up until it tests. Okay, and that we can have people back in there. So I just wanted to remind people, you know, to maybe watch out for those things.
Well, and that's
another problem.
That's a necessary safety issue as well. I mean, you have to do that testing. That's mm-hmm. regulated, and it's mm-hmm. it's not only, you know, because you have to, but it's what mm-hmm. keeps everybody safe.
Exactly, keeps them safe. The last thing we want is, you know, for people to maybe get sick or to, you know, something like that just from us not doing our job. So it's our responsibility to test that. And I believe they test that twice a day. So, you know, it's something that's very important.
Absolutely. And again, folks, just yeah. if you have little yeah. ones and they're not quite there yet, put the little swimmers on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I know it's not a pool, but those chemicals are still coming up on, you know, to keep everybody safe.
I call them the little beach yeah. shoes, too. Kids ought to be wearing those as well. So when
exactly.
they're out there.
But,
yeah. I'm like Cindy. I went by the other day and I saw this group of boys. I had seen them. It was pretty funny because I had seen them when we were out for lunch. And they had their towels around their necks. And then they also had their little fishing poles. And they were probably like, anywhere 8 to 10 years old. And they all had little fishing poles with them, too. And then when I left work and I went back towards home, there they were. They were soaking wet. You could tell they'd been in the splash pad all day. And then they were there at the bridge and they were casting.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
Whether they caught anything or not, but they were there and they were casting at the bridge.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I love to see the kids out enjoying, you know, the outdoors. That's so good. I love to see that, you know, whether it's at the Aquatic Center, splash pad, like you said, just down at Prairie Creek Park in our parks. I love to see the kids out enjoying our parks.
Yes, we do, too. And we're still thankful for the splash pad, and I know they'll get it up and running here. When is your thinking on that? Maybe Saturday or Sunday?
Yes, we're thinking maybe Saturday or Sunday, because I know they were working all day yesterday on it, trying to get everything ready to go again. So it's a matter, like I said, of they have to, you know, drain it out, sanitize it, and then we just have to start all over again, you know, to make sure that the chemicals are right.
Sure, we understand. Well, Mayor, thank you so much. It's always great to hear from
you.
And we so appreciate your transparency with coming on and being able to talk about all these things. And people can always call mm-hmm. in 659-3338. They had their chance. And so we appreciate you letting us do that.
Thank
you very much. You have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
Take care.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, our guest on Party Line today. A couple of other things, of course, the Frankfort Community Public Library.
Concert tomorrow night?
Yes. Getting
That's
there.
What I thought.
But today from 5 o'clock until 6, Summer Extravaganza outside the library. Another free event that's happening in Frankfort. Also, the Thorntown Public Library, I love this, is having an adult shrink plastic craft night. It's this evening, 5 o'clock until 7. This is for adults, so it's an arts and crafts tonight at the Thorntown Library.
Do you remember doing that as a kid?
Vaguely.
Yeah, maybe it was a big thing for my age group. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was like in the late 60s, early 70s.
Shrinky dinks.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I do. And then we turned some into Christmas ornaments, and I think
mm-hmm.
we might still have a couple of those on the Christmas tree.
Yep.
The genealogy workshop is happening tonight. You do need to give them a call. It is free, but they want to make sure they have enough supplies. So registration is required, and you can do that by calling or going to myfcpl.org/calendar. It's from 5 o'clock until 9 tonight. The 20th Annual Wildcat Creek Tractor Antique and Engine Show is happening. It's free admission, and this is happening at the Howard County Fairgrounds tonight. It runs through Sunday. Then don't forget, tomorrow is another Frankfort Market outdoor version. You can enjoy that at Veterans Park in downtown Frankfort from 9 o'clock until 1. And then, yes, I will be tomorrow night broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 6, just in front of Matt Jordan and Cook and Bell, who will be taking the stage at Prairie Creek Park, part of the summer concert series. Those concerts all start at 6:30. It's free admission. And of course, the beer garden will be open as well, and great music. So all you have to do is bring your lawn chair or a blanket and come and enjoy a night of music down at Prairie Creek Park.
Yeah. And before that, we're going to be on the air with Sam and Kyle.
Thank you.
1:45 p.m. Rossville Boys Baseball at going to be taking place at Loeb Stadium. They're taking on Couts in the first round of boys semi-state action. And then we're gonna predict a win. We're hoping for a win for the boys. They win that first round, they will come back and play in the championship at 7 p.m. The guys will go on at 6:45. So, yeah, we're going to squeeze Cindy and the concert and all that in between.
What time do they go on?
They go on at 6:45 for the second game. The first game, they go on at 1:45. Okay. So hopefully the game wraps up right when you get ready to go on. Otherwise, they're going to be sending to you during the game and then back. Yeah, we will make it work. But anyway, if you can't go to the game over at Loeb Stadium to support Rossville Hornets baseball team, please tune in here. Sam and Kyle have the call. They do a great job, and it should be a really good game.
Also, last two things. There's memorial ride for Abby and Libby's Memorial Park is tomorrow. Kickstands up. You can go and check out the website at Abby and Libby Memorial Park and find the information under events there. And then they also have a concert coming up Sunday, their summer sundown concert series. Peter and Company is on stage from 7 until 8:30. That's also a free event at Abby and Libby Memorial Park. I think we have done all the damage we can do for the week, right?
I hope so.
I don't know. It's still early in the day. We better not say that. Yeah. In the meantime, we'll try and keep you posted. If any other weather comes in or if we find out any other information, Renee will let us know and we'll keep you updated as well. In the meantime, hearts and prayers go out to those folks that did have some damage last night. What a pain. And so, but we're just glad we haven't heard of any injuries. That's really the big thing. We have not heard of any injuries. So that's the good news. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.